Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper here, and welcome to another episode of the We Are Women podcast. If you may notice throughout the podcast, I've got a little bit of a cold at the moment, but you know that happens this time of year, and I'm sure that I'm not going to be doing much speaking. But my guest is, I'm really pleased to have with me, Chantelle Girardi. Now, Chantelle is the owner of a successful health and fitness business on the Gold Coast. Due to marriage and having children and moving suburbs and countries, she had to start and stop her business repeatedly. And I just want to let you know that too. You can imagine each time you do that, you've got no clients again. You've got to hit a new target market, and usually don't have any marketing budget. So she's sort of overcome all of that. So over the past 17 years, Chantelle has learnt the hard way of what not to do. And over the past 3 years, she's helped professionals save time and money by transforming their business through utilising free Facebook rather than having to spend a fortune. This is why I'm really excited about this interview today. So she tells us that done strategically, this is a fabulous free online marketing method which will elevate your brand and put you in front of your competitors. So in fact, your perfect client will come looking for you as you become the go-to person and stand out from competitors. Now, Chantelle is also obviously a business owner herself. She's an entrepreneur, she's a speaker, she's a mentor and a coach and a motivator and a writer and a mum. And this is going to have so much valuable information. So, get your pen and paper out, start taking notes, unless you're driving or walking, of course, it's a little bit more difficult to do that. But welcome, Chantelle.
Hi, Janine, and thanks so much for that intro.
Yeah, so many of us use Facebook. Everyone uses Facebook, and I'm assuming that we do it, we could do it much more effectively than what we do. So please tell me a little bit more about yourself, Chantelle, and your background, and, we want to get to know who you are as well.
Sure. Thank you, Janine. Well, I'm originally from South Africa, so you'll hear I've got this mixed accent. And I'm from Durban, South Africa, and I moved to the Gold Coast 10 years ago. And when I moved to the Gold Coast, I had 2 4-year-olds, I had a 1-year-old, and I knew absolutely nobody on the Gold Coast. And in South Africa, I had a personal training business and had already sort of built up my life. I had a car and I had a house and had everything. And we basically gave up everything to move to Australia because it's such an amazing country. So definitely wouldn't go back. Absolutely love Australia. But when I came here and I had these 2 4-year-olds and I had a 1-year-old and I had no support, no help, I was like, how am I going to, get my business going? How am I going to meet people? How am I going to lug these children around and get out there, make contacts, and basically build my business up again from scratch? And initially, I used Facebook just to contact my family in South Africa. But believe it or not, South Africans are still a bit skeptical about the safety around Facebook, so they actually prefer WhatsApp. But what I did learn to do was to connect with people, and eventually self-taught myself how to use Facebook to connect with people without having to go out and door knock or flyer drop. And and it's been an amazing journey for myself, and it gave me an amazing way to reach further people without having to, with the struggles of having twins and another a 1-year-old as well. So absolutely passionate about the health, wellness and fitness industry. And it's a very competitive industry on the Gold Coast, very competitive. There's basically a personal trainer on every corner. So standing out is very, very important, having to stand out. But having a point of difference as well and reaching your ideal client, obviously very important too. So everyone is on Facebook, like you said. In fact, 93% of small businesses choose Facebook as the preferred social media platform. So there are people on Facebook. You just got to know where to find them and what it is exactly that you're looking for.
Okay. And As I'm thinking about, you know, what you're saying, that's over that time, I can imagine you've also made a lot of mistakes as well.
So like every business owner, we make lots and lots of mistakes. And I would say the biggest mistake I made was not getting a coach. Honestly, if I have to look back, my biggest mistake was not having a coach, because when you have a coach, you're so much more accountable. You have a strategy, you have a plan, you're getting the skills and the knowledge, and you basically get there a lot quicker. So it probably took me, I think, about 5 years, which looking back in the scheme of things is actually, it's not that long, but to me it was a bit slow, five years, but it took me 5 years before I opened up my own health, wellness and fitness studio on the Gold Coast. But I know that there's many other people on the Gold Coast that haven't had that opportunity or been able to do it. So looking back, I'd say my biggest mistake was not having worked with a coach, because obviously your self-belief is not always good. A lot of entrepreneurs suffer from shiny light syndrome. So one minute we're looking at this, the next minute we're looking at that. We try a little bit of this, we dabble a little bit of that, but we don't really have any true focus or intention. So the other things that I would have done is obviously spamming. I did a hell of a lot of spamming in the early days, where you just kind of just go blah out on Facebook and just throw everything out everywhere, throw arrows in all directions and just hope you get a hit. Now over that time, I've learned, and this is why I actually changed my name to Strategist, because before I was a Facebook coach, but I chose to change it to Strategist because it's the strategy that makes all the difference. Instead of just taking arrows and throwing them everywhere, it's about sitting down, being absolutely clear on what it is you're wanting to achieve, and then coming up with that perfect strategy so that you're so much more productive, and can reach your goals so much sooner.
And a strategy with anything's important. And as a fitness coach, you should have been aware of that, shouldn't you? At the time. I'm sure that was what you were telling your clients at the time as well. Yeah. And look, this is what I see with a lot of, particularly micro businesses, is when people sort of get into that small business mode, they really start looking outside for, you know, how to take themselves to the next level. But at that micro business level, I see this a lot, is where people try and figure out the cheapest way to do it. Yeah. And they think the cheapest way to do it is by trying to do it all themselves. And in fact, they're wasting so much time and possible income by doing that.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the other thing, especially with Facebook, what people do is, and to tell you the truth, the reason why I did that was probably out of desperation. So many business owners may be in the same position where you've got, you know, a small family, you've got very little income, you really want this to work, you're not very clear on your direction, and you become desperate. And when you don't have a coach, unfortunately, desperation doesn't exactly help. So you may download all the free ebooks, you may take advantage of all the, you know, $64 workshops and the $97 trainings. And unfortunately, what happens is you never ever fully commit to anything, and don't really get anywhere. And the other thing with what people do on Facebook is that basically they gamble with Facebook ads and boosts. So because Facebook doesn't work for them, they think, oh, I need to throw money at boosts and at paid ads. But because they actually don't understand the platform, or they don't have a strategy beforehand, that's not going to work anyway, because you actually haven't set up the profile properly anyway. Mm. So, I know yesterday I was working with a lady, and she's been getting a VA. She's been paying about $300 a week for a VA to be posting on Facebook for her. And when we went back and we looked at the insights, and I said, well, show me the post that you did and show me the post the VA did. The post that she had done had more engagement, more reach, more views. And the post that the VA had done had less. And she went, oh, I didn't even know how to look at insights. And I said, well, you can't even check the work that they're doing, because you don't actually understand the platform yourself. So, you know, that's obviously something that I teach as well. But when you go in and you have a look, you can see that the business owner is the best person for the job, because the reason this person's posts were doing better is because she was talking directly to her clients. She knows them well and was using the right language, and she had compelling content right at her fingertips. So unfortunately, when you're using PAs, VAs, your sister, your mom, your partner, or someone else to, or social media marketers to write on your behalf, there's disconnect. And because it's a social media platform, you know, people want you to be social, but there needs to be connection in order to stand out so that people can take advantage of what it is that you're offering and build that relationship and that trust with you. So for me, that's why I'm absolutely passionate now about giving the business owners the skills and the strategy to be able to run their own Facebook profiles. And this is using free Facebook. So this is not
and free Facebook, you know, if we can get the most out of those contacts and build a business through that, because you can pay a lot for the paid ads and boosting, and especially if you don't know what you want and you don't know how to do it. And I've seen, look, I work with some companies that spend $20,000 and $30,000 a month on paid Facebook ads. It generates for them $200,000 for the same amount of ads, because they know what they're doing. So then that's their budget, and they can run with that. But you know, but most of us sort of go, look, let's just spend $100 and, you know, fling some arrows, as you said, and see how it goes. Whereas it doesn't get the results, and because it didn't have something specifically targeted. That I know I did a thing a while ago to get likes on my business page, and that was all it was targeted at. Yeah. It was nothing else. And it was really successful, ended up with an awful lot of exactly what I wanted. But I had someone assist me with that, because I would not have known the difference.
Yep. Yep, 100%. I know that I'll give you another funny example. I have a male photographer who I work with, and his target market is women. So women in business, and he likes to do professional headshots for them. So he went and he did a Facebook ad, went and put it out, and he put a beautiful picture of his wife. Okay, she's rocking hot, beautiful picture of his wife, put it out there. He went and targeted the ad, did it, put it out onto Facebook. And when we sat down and we ran the insights afterwards, the only people who had engaged in that picture were men between the ages of 40 and 50. And he said to me, why? That's not who I targeted. And I went, oh, you put a hot woman out on Facebook.
Yeah.
That was, you know, so what your intention was and your strategy, they didn't match, and you didn't, you know, because you don't understand the platform, that's why you got the result that you got. So
Yeah, and that's a really good example of a story, because what amazed me with getting these likes is I had five different pictures, and the ones that scored the best weren't the ones of the businesswomen, which is where, you know, that's my target. That didn't score well at all. The one that scored really well was somebody with her feet hanging out the door of a car.
Yeah, 100%, because it's a social platform. So, if it's funny, if it's engaging, if it's topical, trendy, people are more likely to interact with it. So, and, you know, this is why. So I go through with my clients, we do the fundamentals of Facebook, because it needs to be fun. So what we do is we sit down and we go through like a branding brain dump, where we'll go through basically, well, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So we go through your why, and we completely knuckle down on what it is. Now, I never email that out to clients and ask them to fill it out and give it back to me. I actually sit down with them and do it. And that's probably the personal trainer in me, where I just want to whip someone to get the result. Because if I give it to them, they come back and there's nothing there. It's bland. There's nothing. But if I sit down and I ask pressing questions, what happens is their true why comes out, and it's all the things that they wouldn't talk about at top level. It's all the deep stuff inside, and that's the stuff that people want to hear. So we do that. And then once people's why is forefront of their Facebook profile, that's going to help with connection. It's going to help people choose them over someone else. The second one is obviously understanding who your ideal client is, and who you think your ideal client is, and who your ideal client is often not the right match.
So sometimes, okay. How do you mean by that?
Well, it's exactly what you said just now, Janine, where you said the picture of the woman, whereas the feet hanging out. So the feet hanging out, that over there would have got more attention, and the reason is because that's selling the dream. It's selling what the what the ideal client wants. So, so sometimes what you, who you think your ideal client is, and what you think they want, or what they're going to like, sometimes is a bit of what you think, and it's not really what they're thinking. So it's really good. It's beneficial when you work with a coach who can extract that information and ask pressing questions. And you know what I like to do? I like to say to my clients, if you passed away and you had a funeral and your clients came and they did a eulogy, what would they say?
That's a great question because
I find that really works well. So most times, people don't like to talk about themselves, but I say to them, well, how does your partner describe you? If you want an honest approach, how do your children, what do your children think about you? Because whatever
that's... And at what age you ask them that question as well. That's really important too. We've got to come back to that one, okay?
Yeah, my mom's a poopy head.
yeah, absolutely. And then they're in their 30s and it's, I know, that's fine. It's totally different. But teenagers have a different opinion, haven't they?
Yeah, so it's so just asking, you know, a variety of people, because how people see you and what people like about you is what you really want to represent on your page. And again, if you're going to be getting other people to market your business for you or do this for you on your business, they're not going to have a sense of that. They're not. It's going to come from a marketing perspective. It's not going to come from exactly how you talk. I mean, you can hear how I talk. So if someone works with me, they've got to be able to sit down and take coaching and be and accept the way in which I talk and be able to relate to that and enjoy that. Or else we're not going to be able to work together. So it's really my voice that they need to have on my page. And basically, with the strategy, I get my business owners to 20 minutes or less per day. They can get on there, find the ideal client, market their business, run events, monetize their programs, and create basically, I call it an income-producing sales funnel.
Okay. And 20 minutes a day is, you know, quite manageable for people to find that, if they're doing the right stuff as well and don't go down that black hole of distraction on.
Yeah.
How do you get them to avoid that?
Easy. Firstly, set a timer. There is actually an app called Toggle Your Time. And if you download the app Toggle Your Time, you can actually go, right, I'm working on Facebook now, and you can push go and it'll time you. And at the end, you push stop and you can actually see how far you're doing it. Because if you think about it, okay, every business owner should be allocating time daily to marketing. They should be. In the olden days.
Most people forget to, they're so busy working on their business. And there's two things I find that they forget is to upskilling themselves because they're always working in their business and then they're not working on their business either. So, so they're just so busy doing their stuff daily and they get to the end of the year and they've got exactly the same results that they had at the beginning of the year because they didn't invest in themselves to upskill and they didn't invest in their business. On their business as well.
Yeah, 100%. So I actually do time management with my clients. So we use like a Gmail type calendar thing and I ask them to prioritize how the have to do's, which is children, your clients, all the have to do's, put the things they want to do in. So for example, exercise is important to you, put that in. I put in my breakfast, lunch and dinner as well. But you may choose to put in things like self-development, meditation, reading, doing workshops, social media, writing your newsletters. I actually do that with all my business owners as well to help them with shiny light syndrome. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as I said, the 20 minutes a day. But if you've got a strategy, so if you've gone and we've sat down, we've worked out and we've gone, right, what is your point of difference? What is your unique selling point? And I'll help you come up with that. And what is going to be your Facebook sales funnel? And then we create that and we test and measure it.
And most people wouldn't even think, there's probably people listening that might not know what you're talking about as a sales funnel, let alone what a Facebook sales funnel is as well.
Can I give you an example using mine, if that's okay?
Yeah, certainly.
So for example, with my funnel, and I mean, this took me a lot of strategy, and I actually worked with a business coach to come up with this myself. Mm-hmm. And basically my strategy is that I offer business owners a free Facebook health check for 15 minutes where we have I get them on the phone, I go through a Facebook health check, I go through all the capabilities of Facebook and see what level of understanding they're at. I also look at their page and we have a discussion about that. I give them some tips. And then what happens is I also give a free ebook away with that. So 21 content ideas that outsmart the algorithm, because that's a pain point for business owners. Business owners think that the problem they're having with Facebook is they don't know what to write. Mm-hmm. But really it's that they don't have a strategy. But I've worked out that that's what's going to get them.
What's the name of the ebook? And I know, because I'll repeat it at the end again to Chantel.
21 content ideas that outsmart the algorithm.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so basically that's the pain point. So I might use those 21 ideas on Facebook and I might say, You know, business owners, don't you know what to post? Have you tried this? I've got this 21 ideas. Download this over here. Would you like a free Facebook health check? So I either get them with the ebook or I get them with the health check. Both are adding value.
Yeah.
And that will get them on the phone. That'll have a conversation with them. And then from there, I either convert them into one of my programs. So that's my Facebook sales funnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's very simple.
Simple.
I mean, and that's what we overcomplicate things, don't we? Yeah.
100%. And you just got to understand what the pain point is. So as I said, for me, business owners think it's that they don't know what to post and they always blame the algorithm. Whereas I actually teach the algorithm as well. And once you understand the algorithm, it's like understanding your partner. When they've got certain values, you understand that those are the values, and it doesn't matter. On every day, they may change a little bit, but if the values are the same, it stays the same. So you'll understand it no matter how often it changes. And there has just been a change this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something we should know about?
Yeah, sure. The algorithm. So the algorithm is actually a prediction. Okay.
Yeah.
Facebook has to, in order to determine what it's going to put on your newsfeed, so how it's got to determine what it's going to put on your newsfeed, what it's going to show you, what it's going to show me, what it's going to show your client, it has to determine that. It has to predict it. And the only way it predicts it is if you stop and look at something. So if you stop, that's a preview. So, you know, when you're scrolling on your phone or you're scrolling on the laptop and then suddenly you see something and you stop. That's a preview. And then when you click on it, that's a reach. And if you comment, like, or share, or use the little emojis, Facebook goes, okay, you loved that. Okay, you liked that. Okay, that made you angry. And then what it does is starts to predict what you are interested in. So it builds up an avatar for Janine. It'll build up an avatar for Chantel. But what's super cool is that if I'm using all Facebook words and I'm talking about algorithm and social media and content, if I keep using those words, Facebook will start showing me that because of the algorithm.
Right. Okay. So, well, that's very beneficial when you're actually on their platform
100%.
Doing what they want you to do.
Yeah. So the reason is, I mean, if you think about it, why does Facebook have like, comment, share, and all the emojis? Because it wants you to interact. Because when you interact, it gets feedback on what you like. And then it knows what to put on your timeline, what to show you. So I rely on that algorithm because I use free organic Facebook and I get 3 to 4 leads per week. And they're all, I generally convert half of them. And that's all using free Facebook, no paid ads. So I rely on that algorithm. So if I keep giving good content and I keep talking about what it is that I'm passionate about and I keep helping business owners and I share what I love, then anyone else who's asking for that on Facebook or who shows interest on that in Facebook, they will see more and more of my stuff. So, for example,
are you doing that through your business site or are you doing it both business and personal?
That's a fantastic question. I do it through both. So many people say my personal profile is my personal profile and I don't want to use it. Unfortunately, what that does is that halves the algorithm because you are the owner of the business. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. So if you disconnect from your business, people go to it and people straight away, when people go to a page on it's on social media, if they are going to spend money with you or opt into something, they need to trust you or they're going to think that you're spammy or you're trying to steal from them. I mean, that's just how people are. So you have to show your worth and build trust before you can do it. So what happens is if you take yourself off your page, which many people do, they don't add themselves as a team member. So you go to your business page and you're not attached to that page. People go there and they go, ooh, do I really want to do coaching with someone that I don't know? Like, who is this person? Can I trust them? Are they old? Are they young? What's their background? So if you don't have that, you've probably lost them. You've got like 3 seconds to earn their trust.
I've always been very, very much in the same agreement, and I had a discussion with some of my clients. I was just asking general questions about that the other day, and I just that it's really silly not being the person, the brand that's in front of your brand, because again, it's exactly what you said, especially with people in that more micro business where they can't just rely on, you know, really expensive marketing, that they have to be seen as the person that people are going to know, like, and trust and buy from. And I find it, I find it a bit crazy where people don't include that in there, and they, and it's fear more so than anything, isn't it?
Mm. So look, I work with many professional people. So there's some that are maybe in custody battles or got child protection orders out, or what else have I had? Ex-relationships and stuff, where their personal profile and their business page, I actually have to give them a reputation management session where we'll go over privacy and settings. So the reason most people do this is because they don't understand how that personal profile works. Now, the personal profile is private unless you make it public. So you can decide what you can make public. So I make all my business stuff public and all my personal stuff private. You can also create family groups where you only post to your family. You can also exclude certain people or block certain people so they can't find you. So if people understand how Facebook, the setup works, and if we go through privacy settings and tagging and all the settings that are there, and I show them actually how to do it, it gives people the confidence then to open up their personal profiles a little bit more. So I've got some people who run very professional business who have to have a professional page. I've got many psychologists, in fact, and they have to have very private personal profiles. Once I show them how it works and what to do, they then trust it and they then feel a little bit more confident to then attach themselves to the business. But yes, again, it comes up, we need to have a strategy. So I always take that into consideration when working with my clients.
Yeah, that, and again, it comes back to a strategy, doesn't it? It's not just, and that's where a lot of time and effort and anxiety and everything gets wasted. There's no strategy. It's just getting on and jumping around and dumping stuff on pages and then hoping that something comes in from it.
Yeah, and getting so frustrated and saying then that it doesn't work. The other thing to remember, Janine, as well, with the algorithm, if people are not, if they're going to keep their personal profile very personal and they're not going to, they're not going to show any of their business side on their personal profile, what ends up happening is that people start forgetting what it is that you do, or they think that you don't want business or you're not looking for new clients. So what happens is your friends and your family, people who would normally would love to support you, And they would be your word of mouth. Like in the olden days, you know, communities, word of mouth was so important. You're now not leveraging that anymore. And people say, oh, I don't want to bother my family and friends. I'm not talking about bothering. I'm talking about just validating, just helping, you know, just leveraging that trust for that. So I find that if you use both of them, the algorithm works best, because your personal profile is about you, but your business is part of you. Your business page is about your business, but you're part of your business. And it's important to have both of that. And when you do that and you do a little bit here and a little bit there, the algorithm is on fire. But if you cut one off, it really restricts the algorithm. And what happens is you don't match to as many people on Facebook because you've confused the algorithm. And my absolute worst is
That's something. I'll just pull you up on that. Yeah. Now, my husband plays on my site every night.
Yep.
That's his relaxation. So he'll go through and scroll through and look through every video that's out there, and just loves any funny videos. So how's that affecting my algorithm then?
100%. Of course it does. Yeah. So what'll happen, it's the same as if you search for a fridge on Facebook, because Facebook's got marketplace now, the next 6 months you'll have fridge advertising coming up.
I've got lots of wood turning tools coming up on mine.
100%. So what's happening now is you are confusing the algorithm a little bit. The algorithm is thinking, well, you're going to be restricted by what you're seeing, because what he's doing is he's giving Facebook input into what you're interested in. So Facebook's going to start showing you what it thinks you're interested in, and that's why all that other stuff is going to come up. So it's really up to you. But you may, as long as you're putting in what you're interested in as well, so that can come up as well.
Right, yeah, okay.
But it will affect the algorithm, most certainly.
Oh, yeah, I keep telling him that, and I've actually opened up a page for him. He's got three friends, a sister, daughter-in-law, and myself. And I just need to get him to log into that and run it through with that.
Yeah, 100%. And it's really easy now. It is easy to log in now. But a lot of people, what they do is they set up multiple profiles, and this is a huge problem. So they might set up like a personal profile, Chantel Girardi, and then they'll set up another personal profile, Chantel Girardi, And then you go in. So somebody goes to stalk you, which everybody does. Okay. So somebody goes, oh, I've heard about this Facebook girl. I want to go and, you know, check her out. And then they go in and they go, oh, look, there's like 10 Chantal Girardis. Oh no, it must be it must be a troll, or it must be a bad site. There must be something dubious about this. So you actually lose trust straight away by doing that. The other thing that people do is they set up their business page as a personal profile. Now, that is a huge no-no, because what happens is Facebook pages are public, which means just like Google, you can search for things, whereas a personal profile is private unless you make it public. So, and you're also, you're restricted by 5,000 people on a personal profile, but on a business page, you can have unlimited amounts and people can actually search for your business. So there are many people that, because they don't know how the profile, how Facebook works, they're actually incorrectly setting it up. Another thing that often happens on their business page, there are three search keywords that you need to input on your business. And I'll give you an example with an accountant that I work with. He set his up and said it was a company. So who would search for a company when they were looking for an accountant? So he was losing out by not having that. And he only had one word in there. So again, people don't know how to set it up. So they set it up and they use put the wrong input in, and Facebook relies on that input to make sure that it reaches the right people.
And that's what we just don't understand that. I mean, that's the thing with it, isn't it? You know, 98% of the population are using it, but most of us don't understand it.
Yeah, 100%. It is a new thing. So, I mean, you know, most of my target market, I'd say, are sort of 35 plus. Businesswoman, many men. I've got many men that I train as well. But once they have the skills and once they have the strategy, they're not throwing arrows everywhere anymore. What they go on, they do what they need to do, and they get off. And they actually enjoy it. If you actually go and read my reviews, you'll actually see people are actually, these are all people that were overwhelmed, absolutely were so frustrated with the platform, and now going, I absolutely love it. They're going on there and they're making stuff happen. And they're loving the control, they're loving the power, and they're loving the results, which is awesome.
And that's what we want to be able to do. And again, only just spend 20 minutes on it and get the best results from those 20 minutes as well. And I'm glad you brought up about the business page being set up differently, because I know a lot of people that don't have a separate business page but have a business, and they're putting, like, I about every fifth post on mine's got something to do with business, but not on my personal page. It's got something to do with business, but not usually directly, you know, but on your business page, it's all business, but it's still personal as well. So it's a bit of the reverse, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, you can, I put business stuff and I put personal stuff on my business one, because you'll find that the most engaging posts are your stories. Your actual stories are your most engaging points. So I always say to people, when people go, I don't know what to post, and I go, well, today, did you work in your business? Did you work on your business? All I want you to do is tell that story. And if you're not working in or on your business, then you shouldn't be in business. So you should have a story every single day about how you help someone. I mean, for example, my post this morning was how I was on this podcast this morning, and I did that on my personal profile. But what that's actually doing is just reminding people what it is that I do for business. You know, I said, oh, you know, I'm doing a podcast today, and I listed all the different things that I'm doing today, just reminding, you know, my friends and family that this is what I do for a living. But also they'll give me my support, they'll give me my encouragement, and then they might know someone as well who may also wish to, you know, who may be struggling with Facebook and may wish to work with me. And then they just tag me, which is awesome.
Yeah. No, and I saw that you had done that this morning and then made comment on it as well, because it does then builds, and you tagged me in as well. So it builds up credibility on my page as well, 100%. Which is that, and that's part of the thing, isn't it? It's that sharing to other people, to that joint credibility that you're both involved in something and involved in business as well. Yes. That's obviously got to help, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of people at the moment who are running around on Facebook saying, be seen as an expert. And I really don't like that, be seen as the expert. I just want you to actually be the expert. If you want to be the expert at something, then go out, get skilled and become an expert in something, and then just post that because that's genuine. You're not making it up. It's real. So, and I love to do that. You know, when I'm working with other professionals like yourself, I love to, I don't leverage them. I love to support them. And I love to also, you know, thank them. And by doing that, by tagging them, you are reaching a wider community. And you're going to be able to help more people. And ideally, if we're in any sort of business, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help people and we want to help more people.
And on that line, I started the We Are Women podcast. That was the catalyst for actually starting the podcast was exactly that, to be able to share information from specialists like yourself with other women in their own micro business or their own business. And I shouldn't just say women, because I know I've got quite a lot of men that listen as well, because the information is just as valuable to either. But I also started the We Are Women Facebook group for exactly that same reason as well. So how does that sort of affect with groups? What's the value in having a group or being part of groups?
Excellent question. So again, it comes down to the strategy of what it is exactly that you're looking for. So for example, with my business, I've got groups, I've got a Facebook group, which is called Facebook Fit for Business. And what I do, that's a public group. People can come in there and I'll just share tips with them because that's just building up credibility. So just a little tip here and there. But then I've also got groups where my paying clients, for example, my online clients, can go into a group. Now, they've actually paid. So when people say they can, you know, they don't know how to make money on Facebook, this is how they make money on Facebook. So I've got paid group where they go in there and I'm actually running modules in there. I'm giving training inside there. They get to ask questions. I get to answer. We get to support them. And those are paid groups. So I'm getting, you know, weekly money off of those groups for coaching. But then how you actually engage in other groups as well requires strategy. So for me, I go into other business groups. The first thing to do when going into another group is firstly, you need to have a look at who's running that group. So for example, if I go in and the administrator is a social media marketer, they're probably not going to like me posting or commenting too much. And I've got to be careful that I don't say one of my lines is don't gamble. Rather do it yourself. So that's a line I often use, and I won't use that line because obviously then they're not going to allow me to post in their group because it's their group. So I always look at who the group is run by. Think about possibly what their intention of that is, because there will be an intention. No one starts a group for nothing because it's hard to maintain them. And then follow, go and read the rules. So they might have particular days where you can post, where you can sell. But generally, if people are asking questions or somebody's needing help, you're allowed to offer support. So there are rules and guidelines. You just need to understand the etiquette. And again, that's something that I teach. So we go, when I sit down with my clients, we work out how they're going to use groups. Are they going to have their own group? Are they going to monetize their own group? Or are they going to use groups to basically not advertise in, but build credibility or trust in? And then you can even form collaborations with other group, other administrators of groups. You can collaborate with them as well.
And that's the important thing, is it's like anything, any sales conversation, is that what outcome do you want? What's the purpose of you doing this?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Is the first question that you need to ask.
Yeah, many people get so confused because they go online, they're so confused by you. So when I sit down and I look at somebody's Facebook page, my first impression is so important, and I remember that feeling straight away. So when I look at their page, I look at it and I go, what's in 3 seconds, what is this page doing? And the amount of times I've gone to a page, for example, there was a page, and I have permission to use the story from the lady, from one of my clients. Her business is called Metanoa. And you go onto the page and it says Metanoa, and it's a beautiful name and it's purple and it looks lovely. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, but 3 seconds, I'm going to go off because I don't know what it is.
What it is?
Is it a flower? What is it? And she explained the whole story, and it's a Greek name for relationships and whatever. And she's a relationship counselor. So we went and changed that name now. Well, not changed it, but we added to it and we put Metanoa Relationships and Counseling. So when someone comes onto that page, in the first 3 seconds, they know 100% what that page is and what that person is offering. And then they will stay or they'll go.
And that's something I work with people all the time. Again, is that tagline. If people can't figure out what you do in and that 3 seconds, exactly right, then Well, if you, and if you can't explain it in a pitch as well, that's a whole nother, story, yeah. But it's still part of it.
Yeah.
I know, but it's that exactly right. It's if you can't say what, if someone can't figure out what you do quickly, then how do you expect them to be engaged with you? Because we're all very much in that, well, okay, so what's in this for me? Mindset when we're looking for things, and we're usually looking quickly as to, I don't know, and that, as you said, with that name, it's, if you can't, if it's not saying it in the name, it's got to say it in a, you know, a 5-word tagline.
Yep, or on that Facebook cover slip, so at least on the image, if it's not, but I would definitely have it not just on the image, I would have it mentioned as well, because Facebook is a searchable is a searchable platform, just like Google. So people are going to put those words in. If they put relationships and counseling, the person's more likely to come up. Someone's not going to be putting in metanoia. They're going to be putting in relationships and counseling. So
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and she's an amazing woman. You must look at her page. But the other thing as well is that 96% of people buy or choose you over your recommendations. So what happened with the algorithm this week is Facebook took away reviews and they put in recommendations. Now, that's going to be helpful. It's going, when you go in and you have a look, there's no more star system. So those of you that would have had got 5 stars or got however many stars you got, you keep your stars. But from now on, there's no stars. You just, a person goes on now and will just recommend you, which means it's stopping the trolling. And Facebook don't want to have to deal with the trolling. And that's why I would imagine, like I said, if you understand the algorithm, you understand how the person works, their values, I would imagine that's why they've gotten rid of it.
And that makes a lot more sense, because then there's people that just write, do the opposite with reviews as well. They give bad reviews just because it's their competition. Or
that's exactly right. So the trolling that happens, people will go on and they'll just give negative reviews, or in many cases it might be an ex-relationship, or it might just be a friend that's angry with you, or and they go and write it. And there's been cases where I've worked with, we've actually had to go and get a letter from a lawyer to actually have a review removed, because it was affecting the person's business. So that's my worst case that I've had to deal with. But I help with that as well. That's part of my reputation management that I work with business owners on.
Yeah, that's and our reputation is what we have, isn't it? You know, that's very hard to get back. It's once it's gone, it doesn't matter whether it's a truth or not.
Yeah, 100%. So what I would recommend business owners doing is go to your current clients right now, and while they're happy with you right now, and you're doing your best work with them, go and physically sit down and facilitate them writing a recommendation. And when I say facilitate it, I actually say to my clients, good, have you learned something today? Awesome. Please grab your phones, jump onto Facebook, jump onto Chantal Girardi. Come on, there it is. This is how you spell it, Chantal Girardi. And I actually facilitate it. And I don't let them leave until it's done, because they won't do it. We live in a very, very busy world where people are very, very busy and they're very distracted. And it takes 2 seconds. I go, quickly jump on. This is how you do it, because a lot of people don't know how to do it. And if they get frustrated, they won't follow through. And I say, what did you learn today? I'd love to be able to help more people. Did you learn anything? Please write that down. How has it helped your business? I'd love to be able to help more people like you. What was the best tip that you had, the best strategy, the best help? And I get them to write a recommendation straight away, because people are going to come onto your page, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look at your reviews. The first thing will be looking at your reviews.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And to get people to do it there and then
right
is
then and
excellent.
There. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. We have covered so many topics. It's been, and it's just been invaluable information, because it's something that we're doing every single day. So it just really makes a lot of sense to do it right and to do it and to get something that actually drives people to our business as well. So if we, 3 takeaway points, Chantal.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to change them, Janine. What I gave you,
okay.
I'm telling you.
that's fine. I like the flexibility in it. That's good.
Cool. So my takeaway would be to just remember that if you have a Facebook page, please continue to grow it. You can't just build it and leave it there. You have to continue to put your business page in front of the right people, and you've got to remember to send people to your business page. Okay, so that's a very important takeaway. Secondly, is to make sure that your personal profile has been set up properly, that your about section has been set up properly, and that you've gone in and you've checked your privacy settings. Because if your privacy settings are too high, people cannot contact you. A business coach last week lost me reaching out to them because their settings were so high that he didn't allow friends of, you had to be a friend of a friend and not someone else, or else you couldn't reach him. So I couldn't even reach him. So I lost out, like he lost out on my business or online connection. So make sure that you've checked your privacy and privacy settings and your setup on your personal profile. And my third takeaway would be, please, you, the business owner, are the best person to run your profile. For less than 20 minutes a day, you could be doing it. You just need some simple skills and strategy. You have compelling content at your fingertips. You know who you're talking to. You've got real life stories right there. And you know who your client is and what they want from you as well. So I think that really, the business owner should be investing in themselves rather than gambling with other people or Facebook ads or boosts.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of absolute lot of sense doing that. So just reiterate those ones quickly again because I think they're really valuable.
Sure. So number one would be that growing your Facebook page is a continual daily thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep putting it in front of the right person, and keep sending your clients and your right client to that page. And then number two was make sure that your personal profile has been set up properly and that you've checked your privacy settings. And number three is you, the business owner, with some skills and strategy, you're the best person to run your Facebook profile.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're really, really good points to take away, as well as what everything else that you've mentioned in the chat as well. Now, you did mention earlier how people can get in touch with you, but I want you to share that again in case they're now someone's got a pen and paper now. Yeah. If not, the details are on the notes of the podcast anyway. So
sure, no worries. So I offer a free Facebook health check, as well as giving away a free ebook, which is 21 content ideas that outsmart Facebook's algorithm. And basically, all you've got to do is contact me on chantelgerardi.youcanbook.me. So I'll say that again, chantelgerardi.youcanbook.me. And you can book a 30-minute appointment on there. We'll have a chat. I'll go over your profile. I'll have a look. I'll give you some, at least three takeaways, if not more, because I can't help myself. and then I'll also let you know, how we can work together. But I'd love it if you could also jump onto my Facebook page. So my page is called Chantel Girardi. So add me as a friend. Jump on and like my page. Read my reviews because they speak for themselves of how I've helped other business owners. And I've also got a website, which is www.chantelgirardi.com.au.
No, that's excellent. There's lots of opportunity there for people to get in touch. So I'll make sure they're spelling on that. So Chantel is Chantal, and Girardi, as you just explained to me earlier, it's Girard with a Y on the end. So that's easy. And that you can book.me. So chantelgirardi.youcanbook.me, which is a great way to get in touch. And or, as you said, the Facebook page and the website.
And Janine, it is all over my Facebook personal profile and on my business page.
Of course it would be. We would not expect anything less, I am sure, Chantel. That was really great. We hadn't caught up for quite a few years, and it was great seeing you at the expo the other day. And
I trust
that it went well for you on the day. Look, I really appreciated your time this morning, Chantel, and for all of this incredible information that you've been able to share with the listeners. It is very valuable, and it's really important that we, especially when we're in a small business or micro businesses, that we are able to promote ourselves the best way possible without having to spend a lot of money doing that. So appreciate it. Thank you. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. And remember that if you need to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, JanineVosper.com, and you can actually download a free ebook there as well, which is the top 5 barriers to success for the entrepreneurial woman, things that are holding women back from achieving the success they want. So that's another episode. And thank you, Chantel, for today's program. And I look forward to you joining me, all of you joining me on another podcast soon. Thank you for that. Bye.
Bye.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.